Come home, come home. You are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not his mercy, oh, hallelujah, for you?
Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering, death's night is coming for
call, saints. Fail to answer. Hallelujah. Page 206. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hallelujah.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
257. There's a river.
There was a thirsty woman who was drawn. Thank you.
His way in your heart. Hallelujah. have something on your heart you'd like to be remembered. Let's just bow our heads. Brother Josh, would you take the place?
Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we remember the time, Lord, when there was no peace or rest. Lord, spinning our wheels, didn't know what to do, where to go. But Lord, when we got you in our hearts and our lives, Lord, it took full control. There's peace, there's rest. Lord, there's just a desire to do what you want us to do, live for you, help others. Lord, there's so many things, Lord, that changed in our lives. Lord, we're so thankful for that day. Lord, we're so thankful for what you're doing right now in our lives. And Lord, the word you've been bringing forth. Lord, we just thank you so much for all you've done for us. And Lord, once again, we ask, Lord, by that raising our hands, we have needs. Lord, you know deep down in our hearts, Lord, what we have need of. Even before we even know, Lord, you know how to take care of it. Lord, we ask that you do that according to your perfect will this night. Lord, bless those that may be, Lord, sick or afflicted, Lord, that maybe just need a touch from you. Lord, you know all about it. Lord, we pray that your will be done. Lord, we pray for our loved ones, Lord, wherever they may be, Lord, and Lord, whatever their desires may be, Lord, that you'll change their desire, Lord, and help them. Lord, help them want to come into you and find peace and rest. Lord, and the bride all over this earth, Lord, we ask you to be with her tonight. Lord, give her comfort, guidance. Lord, as we know you will, just have your way. Lord, we ask for revelation more greater than anything else in this life now. Lord, just put it into our hearts tonight, Lord, so it may find rest. Lord, a resting ground, Lord. Lord, we ask you to have your way now and bless each one. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Praise his name. Well, let's go ahead and sing Little Chorus Only Believes. Ask our brother to come.
Only believe.
Here's my cup, Lord. Amen. Yes. It's a little special to him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up, make me whole. Amen.
Oh, may that be our heart's desire, Lord. Here's my cup. Amen. How we ought to be so thankful for another opportunity. Hallelujah. As we bow our heads. Precious Lord, we are so thankful for this chance to come and together, Lord, with saints of like precious faith. And Lord, together around your word that is spirit and it is life. Lord, it's sustaining. And Father, it's an ever-present help. And Lord, it's just always good, and it meets the need every time. And Lord, we just come tonight asking you to speak to our hearts through these few words that you've laid upon my heart, Lord. And as I renew our minds, just a few scriptures, the Lord, it would continue to strengthen us, Lord, and to keep us pressing, Lord, and realizing what you're doing for us in this hour. Father, we'll never fail to see you receive the glory and the honor for it all. In the most precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Oh, he is so wonderful.
Yes,
amen. Is. While you're still standing, if you would, we'll turn our Bibles over to Romans, the fourth chapter. Amen. Just a
little exhortation. It's the more you think about it, and it was on my heart and my mind, is just you could go a long time with a lot of different angles, but we're just going to take and try to pull a little thought this evening and just kind of look at what the Holy Spirit is doing. And I pray He's doing it in your life. I see what He's doing in my life, and I can only speak from what I'm experiencing. And as I read these scriptures and what they mean to me, I'm praying that they're becoming greater and meaning more and more to you. But in Romans, the 4th chapter, and let's just pick up here about the 18th verse. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. May the Lord bless you in his word. You may be seated. You know, it's just amazing how great is our God. And when you think about his wondrous works and all that he's put in motion, and everything that's taken place, as we think back through the scriptures and we look into this day as God sent a prophet to catch the attention of that little bride and to bring the word back to us. And the prophet made a quote in the message, Testimony on the Sea, and this was preached in July of 20th of 62. And it's just a small quote, but I just wanted to catch it as we kind of think about this a little bit. He says, and that's the reason I've been trying to keep the message just as simple as possible. What am I trying to do? Maybe some of you might be wondering why I'm not calling prayer lines each night. Here's my purpose. In doing this, I want to build faith in the people in a resurrected Jesus, so that you don't have to wait till some special gift passes through the neighborhood. You just believe him wherever you are. Because he is God. Yes. Amen. And it's just a simple little quote, but I want you to think about that as the Holy Spirit is dealing with our hearts. And you just keep a lot of things in mind we've been hearing. You know, as Brother Branham said, we're getting people to church, but we're not getting them to Christ. He felt like we weren't getting them to Christ. Yes. And how it truly is as you see, as we've seen down through time and Pentecost, even this last day Pentecost, with great gifts moving among the people and God dealing with men and working through man, oftentimes people don't have enough faith for themselves and they begin to lean upon that gift or that person that they see God dealing with. Yes. And that's where they begin to put their faith or their trust in a man. Mm-hmm. You know, today many Catholics has got their trust in a pope. That's where their hope is. He's their leader. He's their guide. And that's where their trust is laying. Yes. But God didn't want his trust to be in some man, but in him alone. Yes. And you know, as our precious Lord came and he walked this earth, and as his thinking is his time here and the purpose for which he came. But I want you to think about his ministry here and all that he'd done. As we could take the time to go back and read each and every example. We won't do that. But just to think about the mighty signs that was happening in between as he was bringing forth and preaching as he went along and teaching along the way. Water was turned into wine. The fishes and the loaves, and he broke and he fed 5,000 and then did it again for so many others. And these great things that was happening along the way. And so many, you know, they just, some was catching it, some was not. And as this was happening, but it was building in those that was around them. And think of just one example. You know, the disciples were walking with him. And look at how many times we could go back and read. How many times even in the ship when they were being tossed about. And, you know, they were fearful of the waves. And they went and woke him up. And he said, oh, ye of little faith, why did you doubt? After they had seen him do all of this. But then we take the little faith woman, as Brother Branham called her, that had the issue of blood. She was seeing something take place, and something in her was built into such a place to where she knew that within herself all she needed was to touch but the hem of his garment. Yes. And she would receive what she was looking for. It was in her heart. It was there, and nobody could take it out of her. She was determined that that's what it would take, and look what she went through to get there to touch the hem of that garment.
Yes.
And you know, another scripture, let's turn over here and read in Matthew, let's go to Matthew, the 5th chapter, and just pick up here first. Matthew, the 8th chapter. Just a very familiar, but just to keep kind of fresh in our hearts as we think about this, and I'm hoping I can tie it together for you in a picture in such a way that when I'm done this evening for a little exhortation, it'll just maybe stand out a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I believe Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
And he changes not.
Hallelujah.
You know, and what he did for them, he's going to do for us the same.
Yes.
And he never changes his ways. And oh my, what a reality it is to see. You know, I was reading some beautiful things, but it's hard to, you just got to go little bits at a time and take what you can. Amen. Here in Matthew, the 8th chapter, and this is where Jesus met the centurion, but just to put this fresh back into our hearts and to catch what was said. And Jesus, the 5th verse of the 8th chapter, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy and grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come, and I will heal him. And the centurion said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. And just think what he was seeing happen. He's standing afar back watching the life being manifested through Jesus Christ. And he was seeing that at his word, just as Peter said, at thy word, Lord, I'll let down that net, and it was full of fishes.
Yeah.
This centurion had taken notice. He had seen that what was happening, and he was revealing the authority that was laying within Jesus. That what he said, it happened, and it came to pass. And it was enough for him to come to this place to where he could say, I too am a man of authority under these men that are under me. When I say go, they go. And when I say come, they come. So I don't need you, Lord, to come under my roof. You just speak the word and it'll be so as you have said. And let it build just a little bit in your heart. Amen. And he said, and when Jesus said, and he said, do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to him that followed him, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. So just think about how this just, even Jesus was, as he was made note of that, I've not seen such a faith in anyone up to this point at that time. As to realize that all he had to do was but speak the word.
Yes.
And what he said would be.
Amen.
You know, Brother Branham made a statement in the message, the authority of his word, and I have this on a plaque in my office, but just to catch what Brother Branham was saying before he got to this point. This is in paragraph 4 of the authority of the word. This was preached in June 2nd of 53. He says, but notice in his own line of work, he saw who Jesus was. And I know that if I say to this man, he goeth, and to this man, come, he cometh. Now, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. Just speak the word. There you are, authority. He knew that Jesus had all power over all sickness and all diseases, over death and hell. And he knew that all Jesus had to say was speak the word, and that settles it. Now Jesus was willing to come in and lay hands on the boy and rebuke that fever. So it astonished him, and he said, why, I have not seen so faith, and not in Israel. It was the believers. He'd never seen such faith among them. Just to know that his word, it was a power of a testament to his power of authority. And Christian friend, tonight, his word, which is laying here, surrounding us all the time, his word is the power of authority. What he says, it will be, regardless of what you or I think it's going to be, just the same.
Yes.
He spoke that these days would be here. Think of it. He spoke that these days would be here. Someone said, are you praying for this or that? What are we going to do about all this immortality of the world? And I said, it's got to be. There's nothing I can do about it. God said it would be this way, just like it was at Sodom and Gomorrah. So it would it be. You can't do nothing about it. You can only preach the gospel. And let those who will come, and no man can come unless God draws him. So it all belongs to God. And if God has called you and give you a call to come to him, you should be very, very happy. And I want you to notice that, though, as Brother Branham was typing that in, it doesn't matter. God's word has went forth. The times and the things we see happening all around us, the turmoil we see in the world, has to be because God said it would be. Just that way. Oh, my, what else has he said on our behalf? I want you to think about the messages that have been coming and how the Holy Spirit's been dealing with our hearts and talking about a rapture and to building us to a place, as the prophet often mentioned and made notes here of many times. This was in the message, Spiritual Food in Due Season, preached July 1865. And just think about this. Like I said, as Jesus was here in the earth, as he was working and doing, going about his life, declaring who he was and making manifest that he was God here in flesh form, manifesting and fulfilling his life, declaring and preaching and showing forth that word. And oh my, and then seeing that what he said when he would send forth that comforter, he had to go away so that the comforter could come. Oh my, for you and I, for those in that upper room. And today we stand here recipients of the Holy Ghost, filling his presence even tonight as we stand here and as we give honor to his word and listen to these things. But Brother Branham said here, and you'll remember it, it's very familiar. But I want you to look at what the Holy Spirit does to all through Brother Branham's ministry even. Look at what God was doing to catch the attention of that little bride. The mighty healing services that were taking place. There were signs going forth. But the word was coming out in between each of those times. Just like it did in Jesus' ministry. As Jesus was going about, some all they could see was the water turning to wine. Maybe some all they could see was, oh, that lame man was healed. But then some were seeing, oh, there's so much more to you this. Amen. There's more behind the scenes that's taking place here. Yeah. Just as the centurion recognized, he's got all power. I know, he says. Oh, think about it. And he says here in paragraph 4 of this message, he says, now I want to get you built up now in the holy oracles of God. And the faith of this hour, the faith, it's going to take more faith than ever in any age, for this is a rapturing faith to be taken up. And so we want you to believe tonight in all that you have seen and heard and the word that you have heard preached, the signs, the wonders that you've seen done. We want you to accumulate all that together in your heart and consider it, whether that be of God or not. It's like Elisha of old. If God be God, then serve him. If Jesus is the center of all things to the Christian, then I think we ought to let loose of everything else and cleave to him. Remember, he is the center. He is the North Star. He is the ultimate. He is the absolute. And if he is the North Star, the only thing that can point to the North Star, that's your compass that you're sailing with. And the compass that I'm trying to sail with is the word, and the word always points to him. Amen. And I want you to think about this as the Holy Spirit has been renewing our minds over the course of, you know, time just seems to keep marching on. It's hard to believe we're getting ready to hit May already. But look at what the Holy Spirit's doing. Each service, you know, we come in for 30 minutes and we gather here underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and we're, God's precious word is coming forth. And it's a little here and there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept. And it's building, just like as you was to go out and start to build a house, and you hire someone to lay that foundation, and then you hire someone to come and put the floor on, and then somebody starts building the walls. It may seem like a slow process. It may seem like it's like, well, I was putting 2 befores in a month ago, and I'm still putting 2 befores in. But it's still building for the process. It's still bringing to that finished product exactly what it's going to be. And God's word is building that little bride. Not only here, wherever she is, all over this earth, God's word, he is feeding her by the moving of the Holy Spirit, the precious word, through that fivefold ministry to bring her to the place. As Brother Branham said, he was trying to get us built up. That Holy Spirit is still today building us up into that place. Word upon word, every time you come around, you just watch it keep building. And you watch it keep building. Brother Branham said, Abraham, as each year went by and it got longer, his faith grew stronger. Yes. As the promise kept him like it was more off in the distance, his faith was increasing. Mm-hmm. And how it is today, I can truly say I can see the increasing of our faith into the reality that we're not here to lean upon a church. I'm not here leaning on a man, but I'm here leaning upon Jesus Christ, the Word, and made manifest in my life. You've got to lean upon Him made manifest in your life. Seeing the reality of this Word that He spoke come to pass precisely the way He said it would.
Amen.
Amen. Seeing it build and bring us to that place that He said it would be. Let's turn here to and just read this. It's a very familiar scripture, but just to add it to this. Let's go to Matthew, the 21st chapter. And just to think about this place that... about the 18th verse of the 21st chapter, and it's, and you'll remember this, it's very familiar, but just let it, just kind of think about it. He says, "Now in the morning when he returned into the city, he was hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only. And he said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away." Now over in the book of Mark, as Mark was recounting this, he led, you know, he said as they went past and there were some other things happened and they came back through in the morning. And it was just a small space of time. But still, it was still fresh in their minds as they were accounting this in a few different places here. Yes. And it says, "And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? But Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which was done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain..." And just remember the messages. You've heard it time and time again when Brother Branham said, not if I say, but if you say. Because we are heirs to every promise that Jesus Christ bled and died and bought and paid for on that cross. Amen. You think about that resurrection power, what was entitled with that. An inheritance. And oh my, we are counted there by His grace. He says, "But if you shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing." And oh my, this is where it seems like it's just growing. It's not a hope. You know, sometimes people are hoping to get something. They're hoping to get healed. They're hoping to be in a rapture. But as the Word is coming forth, and as you look into the mirror of God's Word, and you see that you're measuring yourself up by, not by yourself, but by that Word, and as you can see the Holy Spirit taking your life in His hands, and see that molding taking place, and seeing that conforming to the Word and not to this world, and see that transition taking place in your life, what an assurance it's bringing and building in our hearts. In every word that He's brought to bring us to this place, that when I bow my head in prayer, I'm not hoping He's going to hear me. I'm not hoping that maybe that promise is there for me. But by faith in His Word and where He's brought me to, by grace, I can bow my head in prayer and truly believe that what I ask for, He shall give it to me. Oh, what a blessed assurance it ought to be placing into our hearts as believers. And how it's, He's always there. He's with us. He's in us. He's everywhere. He's wherever you are. You don't have to get to a church service, so to speak. You don't have to get in the next prayer line. You don't have to be there. But the all-seeing eye is watching you wherever you are, waiting to fulfill His Word to you as an individual and to make it real. Nothing wrong. All of these things, the laying on of hands and calling for the elders to pray for you when you have need, all of that's laying there for us. That was God's precious Word, and I know He'll back it up 100% because He said that's why He put it there. But oh my, I want you to think about what He's building us to that place, to an assurance in His precious Word. Ask what you will, and it shall be done.
Yes.
Oh my, building us to that place to be able to stand as soldiers for Him in this last day, as individuals before Christ with a true assurance,
yes,
anchored to His Word, not to a creed and not to a dogma, not to be wavered by men's standards and what men think and what they want to go this way with and that way with, but a people centered back to that precious word and holding fast that which is good. Amen. This was in the Message, The Sin of Unbelief, May 17th, 1958. As he was just saying this, he was talking about maybe using it as a man going into the field to preach. But as we see this building taking place in our life, the Holy Spirit building us to this place, he says, "Oh, that little sacred place that where a man can meet God, as Moses had on the backside of the desert after 40 years of good schooling, the highest degrees that could be given, knowing his position as a deliverer and as a Hebrew, and knowed that God had called him for the commission, yet he knowed more about God in 5 minutes in the presence of that burning bush than all of his 40 years of theology taught him. He was in the presence of God. And every man that goes in the field to preach the gospel should never leave until he has had that back of the desert experience. No one could explain that out of your mind. No matter how much they twist the scriptures and say this, that, or the other, if you've ever met God face to face in the true baptism of the Holy Spirit, there's not enough theologians in the world to ever erase it from your memory. Something happened, you were there, and when a man gets to that place, there's no one can explain it away from him. And when a person finds that place in Christ, the faith that says, by his stripes I'm healed, there could not be enough doctors in the world tell you you were fixing to die, no matter what your symptoms are, you still believe it anyhow. Like Abraham, who called those things which were not as though they were, he took God at his word, believing that he was able to perform that which he had promised. The trouble of it is with the church today, we come with a hope instead of faith. Faith is positive, faith needs no booster, and faith knows what it's talking about. Faith is strong, and faith has hair on its chest, and it speaks, and the rest of them shut up. Symptoms can't even speak at all when real godly faith speaks. It's got the floor, it knows where it's at, and it's had an experience. And oh my, how true it is this precious word. He's referencing healing here. But I want you to think about it more as the Holy Spirit is revealing himself to us in such a sweet way to build us to this place of an assurance, a full assurance in his precious word. Realizing that it's not of my works, it's not what I've done, it's not of my merits, it's not anything I'm ever going to do, but what he is going to do for me and through me. It's bringing me to that place that he wants me to be. Let's turn over here to Hebrews, the 10th chapter, if you would. Amen. Hebrews 10. Now, I want you to think of this as Paul said these things and just praying it'll sink into our hearts, but how it's just so precious when we think of what the Lord has done for us, and when we think about, even as we, you know, the service Sunday, as our pastor was bringing the word and realizing and thinking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the suffering, the pain, all that took place. But as Paul summed it up here, just thinking about what this means to me, what it should mean to us. For the law having a shadow of good things to come, the first verse of the 10th chapter, and not the very image of things can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then they would not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have no more consciences of sin. But in those sacrifices there is remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. And burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hadst no pleasure. And then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering, and burnt offerings and offerings for sin thou wouldest not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. And he taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Amen. Just think about what he, moreover them he called, he justified. He's already sanctified. Think about the precious word. And every priest standeth daily ministering, offering sometimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, and from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, whereof the Holy Ghost is also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. And their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure waters. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for faith, for he is faithful that promised. Yeah. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Oh my, I want you to, what when you see that you were included. And I think that's, as you look at the precious word that's coming forth, if you don't feel included, it don't mean a whole lot to you.
Yeah.
You know, it may just seem like it's another service and we're still talking about a rapture. And that's all we're going on. But there's so much more happening in the heart of that little believer. I can't explain it to you, but there is a burning, there is a pulsating, there is a building up around God's precious word like never before to truly see it is the power of authority. It's all there is to it. It's laying there, and there's no second guessing. There's no moving this way or moving that way. It's thus saith the Lord the whole way through. And oh my, it's stirring such a consolation as Abraham himself, he could rely on those two things. He knew it was impossible for God to change, and he did not lie. And oh my, when we look into God's precious word and we see these promises that are laying here, and we've seen him all through his ministry, look at what he did and how it was resulting, and it was resulting, and it worked. Up through his ministry, through Paul's ministry, all through the ages, God has worked to bring forth his word to build and to have.
Hallelujah.
Through Martin, when it began to rebuild, through Martin, through Luther, through Wesley, through Pentecost, right on up into today, the full word being restored. Look at the Holy Spirit moving, and now we're coming to the climax of that. And there is a people that's standing here all over this earth that's getting ready, feeling that tingling and that inspiration coming into their hearts that nothing else matters. They got their eye on one thing, and that's to finish the work for which they've been sent. And truly seeing that the Holy Spirit is here doing that work and manifesting forth exactly what he said he would be. And oh my, there's a people in themselves. That's what I said to you. It's one thing, it's good to be able to look at my church and say, boy, the Lord is sure moving in my church. It's wonderful to look and say, the Lord is sure moving in my pastor's life. But is the Lord moving in my life the same?
Yes.
Is it me, Lord? Do I see myself in the mirror of your word? Is the promises unto me? Oh my, when I look and see that cross and know the price that was paid there, oh, it's special to me because I feel represented there. My sins are remembered no more. They've been placed under the blood of the sea of his forgetfulness. And I stand here in his mercy, in his grace, justified, sanctified, and born again by his grace. In each one of that, I see those promises being made.
Yes.
That resurrecting power being made real in our lives. Bringing us to that place to move this body under subjection to every word of God. To put that Cadillac into motion, so to speak, in simple terms.
Yes.
But oh my, through the simplicity of God's precious word. Oh, how it ought to just continue to stir our hearts greater and greater.
Yeah.
To see what he's doing for us.
Yeah.
And building us to that place to where my trust won't stand in man's wisdom alone, but in the power of God's precious word and his Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't feel like sometimes you can get the words in there the way they need to go. But I just pray that somehow something will just continue to stir your heart in a special way to realize where we're standing and what the Holy Spirit is doing for you and I, bringing us to that place. On all my, it's an individual affair.
Yes,
don't be thinking, well, this one don't seem too excited about it. That don't seem too excited about it. This don't seem to be happening. God is watching over his own, and that little special elect, there is something special taking place in their heart and in their life. Oh my, let us all be found right up there in the harness, pressing for all we're worth. Amen. Looking for that soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You come to the instruments if you would, Sister Karen. Amen. God's precious word. It's so inspired. There's so many wonderful things when you think about his power and what he's given to us in every situation. And oh, we ought to be so thankful for what he's doing. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody got a course on your heart? Amen. A lot of things going through my mind, but amen. Give everybody an opportunity. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Amen. Let's sing that. Long. Go ahead, Brother Kevin.
Longing for Jesus. I have a longing in my heart for him. Just to be near him. To
just nothing like feeling the presence of the Holy Spirit. It's just been so many times down through the years that the feeling of that Holy Spirit and his presence is with you and near is just so wonderful. There might be times when you're just a little low, you know, maybe a lot of trials, tests pressing you down, and then you begin to pray, and then you just start feeling the sweetness of that Holy Spirit. Oh, that's so wonderful. It's so good to know him. Amen. It's so good to have him in your life, his blessed presence. Amen. We're just thankful for the Word of God tonight. I didn't bring my Bible up, but I had some things I'd say some more about, but we'll wait till Sunday. It's just so wonderful to see the Holy Spirit gel things together. And maybe you're not thinking about maybe something that our brother was saying there, but it's just the Holy Spirit gelling everything together. I believe God's getting ready to take us home. I really do. And I'm looking forward to that. And I trust you are too. It will be that people that truly, truly are loving the purity of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, it's just another just tremendous blessing that you've made it possible we could be here this evening. And Lord, you set it all up that, Father, we could gather together and, Lord, and be in one mind and one accord and gather with your presence here, Lord, in which we feel even now. And, Lord, we are just so thankful for all these things. And we can see this great work, as our brother spoke of, Lord, that there's something special taking place in the heart of the believer, the heart of that little bride. Lord, it's pushing her and drawing her like never before. And Father, truly, by this taking place, it's causing the things of this world to grow strangely dim. Lord, we're living in that time, Father, that there's so many people that's so distracted. Lord, and jobs has drawn their attention too much, and family life and friends and devices and material things, it's drawing and pulling people away, and it's brought a people to this Laodicean age where, Father, it's become a lukewarmness. But Lord, only the true little bride of Jesus Christ is going to be able to press through all that and just keep on pressing. And Lord, if anything gets in her way, she's going to push it aside. And Father, all those types down through the Old Testament of how, Lord, you set those men in place and all these different patriarchs and things, and how they pushed through the different trials and tests and the things, the events that came against them. Well, Father, it's still the same today in the true heart of the bride of Jesus Christ. Lord, there's no walls of Jericho. There's no Goliath. There's no nothing, Lord, that's going to stop her. She's going to press through all these things. And Father, we're appreciative of that, of what you've placed in the heart of your children. So we ask you just continue to bless us and continue to give us revelation of the word. For Lord, we know that that's what's going to take us off of this earth. And Father, it's going to change these bodies in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. So we thank you for that. And we pray now that you'll just bless each one that was able to make it, bless those that couldn't, and desire to be here, Lord. We pray that you'll just meet the needs in our lives, as our brother had already spoke earlier today, or this evening. But Lord, just have your preeminence in everything now, that you get the glory. And as we commit our lives to you, as we leave this little place, but not your presence. Through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Hasn't been good to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. Has been for me. Amen. May God richly bless you. Dismissed, and may God bless you for being here.